弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日的清晨，我们再一次的相聚来敬拜神。
We're very glad that on the Lord's Day in the morning, we can gather here to worship the Lord Jesus.
今天我们来继续来研读这个加拉太书。
Today we'll continue our study in the book of Galatians.
我们的加拉太书进到第五章，那么这一段经文可以说是整卷书的一个高潮。
As we enter to chapter 5 of Galatians, this is the climax of the whole book.
我们今天分享的题目就是内心的征战。
And today the topic that we will thinking about is the battle within.
那么这一段经文呢，在第五章的13节到第26节，我们会分两次来一起来分享。
And the verse we'll be looking at is chapter 5, verse 13 to 26, and we will break into two sermons.
那么今天呢，我们就来思想这个情欲的事情。
And today we'll be focused on the flesh.
那么在上个世纪初的时候呢，中国发生了一个很重大的事情。
In the beginning of last century, there is a huge event happened in China.
那么当时呢，因为外国在逐渐的渗透到中国，那么中国的内部呢就有很多的这种排外的倾向。
Because there was many foreign powers starts to infiltrate in China, so the Chinese people starts to feeling very upset about foreign powers.
所以当时有一群的这个民众就组织起来，他们就称作叫义和团。
So there was this group of people who want to rebel against foreign powers, and they form a group called Boxer Rebellion.
那么这一群人呢，他们就开始来攻击所有在华的外国人，包括这些教堂啊等等。
So the Boxer Rebellion starts to attack the foreigners, including the churches that started by foreigners.
那么当时清政府的态度呢，也是非常的暧昧。
The attitude of the Qing government was not clear.
所以呢，这个也是就让这个义和团的运动发展的非常快。
So this leads to the Boxer Rebellion, they developed very fast.
那么在山东、河北和京津地区啊，就是他们发展的很强大。
So in Shandong, Hebei, and Jingjing province, they grow very fast.
那就引发了外国政府，他们就是有八个国家联合起来，要准备来这个镇压这个义和团的运动。
So there are eight alien power, they decided to come together as an ally to put off this rebellion.
所以这八国联军呢，在天津登陆。
So the eight power allied force landing in Tianjin.
那么就和义和团呢，就有面对面的冲突了。
And they had a war battle.
当时这八国联军用的是洋枪洋炮。
And the eight power allied forces used cannon and guns.
那么义和团呢，他们是靠的是拳术啊。
But the Boxer Rebellion just used like physical like kung fu.
所以他们呢就有一种相信说，他们的练的这种这种功夫呢是刀枪不入。
And they believe that the can win, they couldn't be broken down with the tactics kung fu they practiced.
所以当两边一交锋的时候，那我们就知道这结果就非常明显了。
So it is very obvious when these two sides starts the real battle.
因为双方的实力实在是差距太悬殊了。
Because the military force between the two sides are in a wide gap.
所以呢，这个义和团运动就遭到了非常惨重的失败。
So it was inevitable that the Boxer Rebellion lose.
所以在战争中啊，应当知己知彼。
So in a war, you should know well about yourself and your enemy.
这样你才能够取胜。
So that you have a chance to win.
但是义和团他们是相信自己刀枪不入的话，结果，那么这个结局是兵败屈辱，这是必然的了。
But the Boxer Rebellion felt like they are unbreakable, so the defeat and humiliation for them are inevitable.
我想现实的战争是这样，属灵的战争也是同样的道理。
This is true in a real battle, and it is also true in spiritual warfare.
所以，如果我们不晓得自己的实力怎样
，If you don't know your own strength.
而且我们不清楚敌人的战略
，And you also don't know your enemy's tactics.
那么就是一种自我麻痹的状态。
This often leads to blind optimism.
那么这样的话，就难免。我们会一败涂地。
So it is, inevitable that you will lose.
所以今天早上我们来思想这个内心的征战，我们就来考虑一下这个属灵的征战是不是真实存在的。
So, this morning we will focus on the battle within and let's ponder if, it is real existence of the spiritual warfare.
我们是已经得胜了呢，还是已经缴械投降了呢？
Are you winning the battle or have you already surrendered to it?
所以我们看的今天这段经文呢，就在加拉太书的第五章13-26节。
So the scripture we're looking at today is in Galatians chapter 5 verse 13-26.
那么我们来思想，那么基督徒在面对这场属灵征战的时候，我们应该做怎样的预备？
And let's think about when we face the spiritual war, how should we get prepared?
那么经文就在加拉太书第五章，你如果有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书第五章，我们来看13-26节。
If you have a Bible, please turn to Galatians chapter 5. We will read verse 13-26.
那么我来读中文，那么若曦来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read in Chinese and I will read in English.
加拉太书第五章十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 13. For you, brethren,have been called to liberty, only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。
For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。
But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another.
我说，你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
But if you are led by the spirit, you are not under the law.
情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡。
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness.
拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、争竞、嫉恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端。
Idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, self-ambitions, dissensions, heresies.
嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类，我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。
Envy, murders, drunkenness, reveries, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control.
这样的事没有律法禁止。
Against such, there is no law.
凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。
And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit.
不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
所以保罗在这段经文呢，是继续讲到基督徒的自由哈。
So in this passage, Paul continued to talk about the freedom we enjoy in Christ.
之前呢，他警告加拉太人这个律法主义的危害。
Previously, Paul warned Galatians about the danger of legalism.
那么这里他提醒的是另外一个极端，那就是自由主义泛滥的危险。
And in this passage, Paul reminded us of the other extreme side, which is the danger of liberalism.
所以基督里的自由啊，并不是放纵情欲的。
The freedom in Christ should not be used for the indulgence of flesh.
所以这段经文呢，大概可以分成三段哈。
So this passage can be divided into three parts.
那么第一段是13节到15节。
First part is verse 13 to 15.
保罗警告不可以把自由当作放纵的机会。
Paul warned that freedom should not be used as opportunity for self-indulgence.
那么第二段16节到21节是保罗说服加拉太人要远离情欲的事。
In the second paragraph, which is verse 16 to 21, Paul convinced the Galatians to stay away from the flesh.
那么第三段是22到26节。
And the third part is verse 22 to 26.
那么保罗提醒要顺从圣灵，结出生命的果实。
Paul reminded them to obey the Holy Spirit and bear fruit.
我们要分两次来研读，今天我们就思考有关情欲的事情。
We'll break this topic into two sermons, and today we'll think about the flesh lust and how to deal with it.
那么情欲是什么东西呢？
What is the flesh?
那么俗话说呢，人有七情六欲。
As the Chinese saying goes, people have seven emotions and six desires.
那么这七情呢，就包括喜怒忧思悲恐惊。
Seven emotions include happiness, anger, worry, thinking, sadness, fear, and shock.
那么这是指人的情绪啊。
They refer to human emotions.
那么六欲呢，则是指人的欲望。
And the six desires refers to human's desire.
那么人生来呢，就是依靠着我们的五官来接触外部的世界。
Humans are born to rely on the five senses to explore the outside world.
所以这是人类赖以生存的根本。
These senses are fundamental for a person to survive.
所以这六欲呢，跟我们的五官都是有关系的。
So the six desires and the seven emotions are all related to our sensing organs.
六欲就包括见欲。
The six desires include the desire to see.
听欲。
To listen.
香欲。
To smell.
味欲。
To taste.
触欲。
To touch.
意欲。
And to know.
所以我们有时常讲到 欲壑难填，就是指人的欲望是没有止境。
There's also a Chinese idiom called desires are bottomless pit, meaning human desires are endless and can never be fully satisfied.
那么圣经里的情欲呢，它这个词用的希腊文叫 sex 这个词哈。
In the Bible, the word flesh, in Greek is the word sarx.
那么它出现了147次。
This word appeared 147 times.
那么在保罗书信当中也出现了有91次。
In Paul's letters, this word appeared 91 times.
那么其中一半是出现在罗马书跟加拉太书当中的。
Half of them appear in Romans and Galatians.
所以我们就知道这个词在论述救恩当中它有多么的重要。
So that we know how important it is, in the argument of salvation.
那个这个词本身呢是原意，这个希腊文原意是指的身体。
The original meaning of this word is body.
那么这个本身是没有贬义的。
Which has no negative implication.
但是渐渐的这个词引申为指，是指人的欲望。
But the meaning of this word was gradually extended to human desires.
那么这个情欲呢，在这一段经文中就出现了六次之多哈。
In this passage, the word flesh appeared six times.
那么都是属于这个引申的含义。
They're all applied with its extended meaning.
这个代表了人堕落之中的本性哈。
Referring to the depraved nature of human beings.
那就是人类背叛上帝的一个倾向。
Their tendency to betray God.
所以人呢，生来就有三个可怕的敌人。
The man has three terrible enemies.
那么一个是魔鬼，一个是世界，那么另外一个是情欲。
The devil, the world, and the flesh.
所以这三者呢，是互相勾结，狼狈为奸。
So these three enemies work collaboratively in a treacherous manner.
那么他们就是来败坏人类。
To corrupt human.
那么请注意啊，这个人本身这个人的欲望不一定是坏的东西啊。
There's one thing to note here, the desires created by God and put in human was good at the beginning of God's creation.
Yeah, 因为是神上帝创造的，但是在人类堕落之后呢，人的欲望就被扭曲了，就成为了情欲。
But after man's fallen, these desires were distorted and became flesh.
所以人降生到这个世界，就不可避免的，我们受到这个世界的价值观的影响。
So when we were born into this world, and inevitably we will be influenced by its values.
那么耳濡目染，再加上各种的生活经历，就无形中形成了我们每个人的情欲。
All the things we see and hear and all types of experiences we gain gradually formed the flesh in us.
所以这些观念跟习惯一旦形成的话，那么撒旦就大功告成。
Once this, these wrong concepts or habits are formed, the Satan's work is done.
那么他根本不需要亲自来，那么他就可以坐收渔利啊。
And he will just reap the rewards from this flesh.
所以常常我们基督徒说，哎呀，我又这个犯罪了，这个撒旦来引诱我啊。
A Christian often say, "Oh, I sin again, because of Satan's temptations."
实际上呢，这个撒旦其实他挺忙的，没有时间老来引诱你哈。
Actually, Satan was pretty busy with other things.
那么实际上很多是我们的情欲，这些东西已经在我们身上已经形成了一个机制。那么一旦条件时机成熟，这个东西就跑出来。
And the truth is, we formed those old habits or concepts that once the condition is good, those flesh will just come out and make us sin.
所以我们来看这一段经文，我们看保罗这里列出了有15项的情欲的事情。
So if we look at this passage, we just read, Paul listed 15 sins about the flesh.
那么这十五项呢，大概我们可以分成几类哈。
And those 15 items can roughly be divided into a few categories.
那么这第一类的话呢，大概就是叫这个淫乱之罪哈。
The first category is a sin of fornication.
那么这么前三项的话，我们看到哈，前三项大概都是和淫乱有关系的哈。
And it has three items under it.
那么后面的这个两项呢，则是叫亵渎之罪哈。
And then the second category is the sin of blasphemy.
那么这个亵渎之罪的话，我们看到，大家可以看这个图哈。
And under this category, you can see, refer to this chart.
那么接下来的一共有八项，这八项呢就是叫仇恨之罪啊。
And the third category entails eight items, which is related to the sin of hatred.
那么都是和人际关系有联系的啊。
They're relevant to interpersonal relationships.
那么第四项呢，他列出了两个哈，一个是荒宴，一个是醉酒。
The fourth category has two items, is drunkenness and revelries.
那么很有意思，我们看到居然我们的吃喝是和我们属灵的生命有关系。
So it is very interesting and worth pondering that eating and drinking is relevant to our spiritual life.
所以弟兄姐妹，这个很值得我们去深思啊。
Worth for us to ponder upon.
那么这里面的话呢，21节我们看到这段经文，保罗就重复了两遍，说我曾经告诉你们啊。
In verse 21, Paul said twice, I told you.
这里就特别强调说，这样的人是不能承受神的国的。
And Paul emphasized that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God.
也就换言之呢，一个完全由情欲掌控的人是与上帝的国度是格格不入的。
In other words, a person who is completely controlled by the flesh is incompatible with the kingdom of God.
我们知道保罗虽然在这里列出了两项哈，这样的列出了十五项这样的情欲，但是这个不是所有的情欲都列在上面。
Paul listed 15 things about the flesh, but not all the flesh lusts are included here.
那么这里面情欲呢是麻痹我们的灵性，与这个正道相左。
Flesh numbs our spirituality and leads us astray from the right path.
为了防止人类的败坏呢，上帝给我们设了两道的防线。
To prevent human corruption, God established two lines of defense for mankind.
那么第一呢，就是人的良知。
The first is human conscience.
那么第二呢，就是律法。
And the second is the law.
那么可以说是法律跟道德的一个总和哈。
Which is the sum of the law and morality.
这两个呢就好比是度量的尺子一样，就将人的差距就量出来了。
These two lines of defense are just functioning like the measuring tape, to measure and review the gap.
所以这就是为什么保罗说情欲的事是显而易见的。
And this is why Paul said the works of the flesh are evident.
因为这个事情是我们太熟悉的了。
Because this is something we're very familiar with.
因为呢，这个世界就充满了情欲。
Because the world is full of the flesh.
那么随时可以看得到的。
You can see it everywhere.
所以当保罗在第十八节宣布说，基督徒你不再在律法之下了。
In verse 18, when Paul proclaimed that Christians are no longer under the law,
并非是为放纵情欲呢打开绿灯啊。
This is not a green light to indulge the flesh,
而是指基督徒不再顺从情欲的诱惑。
But it means as Christians, we no longer follow the temptations of the flesh,
而是 开始在圣灵的引导下享受这种在基督里的自由。
But under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Christians enjoy the freedom in Christ.
但是当我们享受这个自由的时候，我们必然会遇到这个情欲的抵抗。
But when we enjoy the freedom in Christ, we will inevitably encounter the resistance from the flesh.
很多的观念已经深入我们的脑海之中哈，这些情欲的东西。
And also, those flesh lusts has already been incepted in our mind.
我可以跟大家讲几个这样的例子哈。
And I have a few examples to share.
比如说，这里说，金钱不是万能的，没有金钱是万万不能的。
There's a saying, say, if you have money, you can't, money can't be solution for everything, but if you don't have any money, it's, you can't do anything.
还有一个大家也许听说过哈，人不犯我，我不犯人，人若犯我，我必犯人。
There is another saying, if people don't offend me, I won't offend anyone, but if I am offended,I will make sure that I retaliate.
另外一个俗语说，常在河边走，哪能不湿鞋？
There's another saying, goes like, if you walk by, the water or the pond, very often, it is inevitable that you will get your shoes wet.
所以还有一些说我要努力的挣钱，然后怎么样拼命的玩，这是现代年轻人的座右铭。
And there is also a model of the modern, young people saying, I'll make money, like as hard as work as hard as I can to make money, and then I'll just, enjoy and have fun with it.
最后一个跟大家讲一个，这个麻烦 Rachel, 这翻译的比较困难，哈哈。那么这个最后一个叫宁叫我负天下人啊，不叫天下人负我。
It's like, I would rather betray, all of the people, than others betray me.
Yeah. 所以这些都是我们常常听到的座右铭哈。
And this is all the popular sayings, or models.
所以我们看到呢，圣灵和情欲是彼此相争的。
So we can see that the Holy Spirit and the flesh are against each other.
所以在第十七节，这个相争相敌这个词就出现了三次。
So the word against appeared three times in verse 17.
所以有两点呢，需要大家特别注意哈。
There are two things to pay attention here.
那么首先这个情欲跟圣灵呢，这两者并不是对等的。
First, the flesh and the Holy Spirit are not equal.
我们这个住在我们心里面的圣灵啊，就成为我们生命的转型的一个幕后的推手。
The indwelling Holy Spirit becomes the driving force behind the transformation of our lives.
所以我们是完全可以胜过情欲的。
So it is, totally we can overcome the flesh.
那么第二点呢，就是要大家注意，这个说情欲跟圣灵相争，并不是说人有两个本性啊。
Secondly, this does not mean that human has two natures.
那么这个是错误的观念啊，人只有一个本性的。
And that was wrong, because human only have one, self nature.
不是说我们有一个旧的我，然后有个新的我，这两个在那里相争啊。
It is not true, to think that human have an old self and a new self, who are against each other.
就人只有一个本性，为上帝所造，本来是美好的。
There's only one nature created by God, and it was good at the beginning.
那么堕落之后呢，这个本性受到了污染。
And then after, human fell, the nature, are polluted.
所以我们需要圣灵的更新呢，才能够把这个污垢除去。
that's why we need the renewal of the Holy Spirit so that we can be cleansed.
就好像这个珍珠啊，一个珍珠上被这个污垢所遮盖一样。
Just like a pearl is buried in the dirt.
那么它就失去了原有的光泽。
So that it's not shiny.
当我们把上面的泥啊，还有油污全部擦去的时候。
When we clean the dirt and mud, on the pearl.
那么这个时候，这个珍珠就显出它本来的价值。
And that will reveal, the original worth and appearance of the pearl.
我想呢，这个就是基督在我们身上的工作。
This is the work of Christ in us.
可能呢，有些人会说，陈牧师啊，我觉得我自己本身没有这些问题。
Probably someone will say, Pastor Chen, I don't have these problems.
那么有一次我讲到的话，我讲到这个有这个七宗罪，人的七宗罪啊，就是罗马天主教常常讲的七类的罪啊 ,seven great sin 啊。
One time I was preaching about seven great sin.
那么有一个到教会来到访问的人呢，他这个崇拜结束之后，他说，哎呀，牧师你讲的很好，所有的我全部做到。
There was one visitor approached me after the sermon saying the message was great. I believe I've done everything.
Yeah, 他觉得他这个东西在他身上没有任何的约束力哈。
They think that this rule doesn't apply to him.
其实我不晓得哈，不晓得很多的时候我们讲到罪的概念，你不晓得罪的概念的时候，你就不清楚这个东西到底是怎么样的事情。
But the truth is, when you don't know the definition of sin, you don't know what you're talking about.
所以，当这种刀枪不入的这个概念蒙蔽我们的时候，哈。
When you think you're unbreakable.
那么我们就意识不到这个危险。
You're not aware of the danger.
那个情欲已经完全在我们身上掌握着我们。
The flesh is has an absolute authority over us.
所以我们需要圣灵随时的提醒。
So we need the reminder from the Holy Spirit.
那么以前有一个虔诚的修道士，那么大家都公认他是一个圣洁的人。
There was a very devoted monk. Everyone thought that he is very holy.
那么当他在临终的时候呢，哎呀，那么他所有这个他的门徒都围在他的身边啊。
Before he passed away, all his disciples were surrounded him.
那么就发现他在两个世界之间摆来摆去，一会儿昏睡，一会儿苏醒。
Sometimes he has a awareness. He is awake. Sometimes he just fallen into deep sleep.
然后这个门徒就问他，就说这个老师啊，你到底还有什么事情放不下？你要走就走吧。
And his students ask him, what things that you can't let go, and just being peacefully pass away.
那么他这个时候就说，他说，哎呀，我需要再一点时间，我要来忏悔，在神面前忏悔。
And he said, I need a little bit more time to make a confession.
所以每当他要离开时，他又想到要有忏悔的事情。
So every time he is near the door to pass away, he just thought of something else to confess.
其实这就是当一个人跟着神的关系越来越亲近的时候，他就看到自己的不圣洁就越来越清楚。
So the closer someone are drawn near to God, the more you can see your own unholiness.
所以当我们对情欲越了解的时候，我们才能够做到说不给情欲任何的可乘之机。
So the better we know about the flesh, the more we can guard ourselves to not giving it any opportunity.
那我们怎么样胜过情欲呢？
So how do we overcome the flesh?
那首先大家知道，这个不是我们来消灭这个欲望哈。
It is not to destroy the flesh.
乃是说要致死情欲哈。
But to put the flesh to death.
特别是在24节就讲到说将肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上。
As it is said in verse 24, crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
所以我们处死的是情欲，不是消灭欲望，这两个是不同的概念。
So put the flesh to death is not destroying the flesh desires.
像我刚才说的，那本身欲望是好的东西，是上帝创造
的。Like we said, the desires itself, at the beginning of God's creation, they are good.
那比如说这个食欲，食欲就是非常正常的。
For example, the appetite for food are very normal.
如果没有食欲的话，这个非常痛苦。
But it will be very painful if someone has no appetite.
但是贪食这却是情欲。
But being greedy for food is the flesh.
就是一味的追求享受，超过我们身体的需要，最后就是败坏了身体。
To only pursue and enjoy the food that exceeds the needs of the body will result in the destruction of the body.
那么另外比如说工作欲哈，工作欲本身是好的。
Another example would be the desire to work hard.
那么这个是神创造我们给我们的一个礼物，我们可以用我们的聪明智慧 来创造一些东西。
By itself, this is good. This is gifts from God, that we can use our talents and gifts to work hard.
但是如果我们变成了工作狂，就是那个，这个就变成了情欲了。
But if, we become workaholics, then this is the flesh.
所以面对这样的情欲啊，我们首先要拒绝认同。
So when facing the flesh, first of all, we must refuse to identify with it.
因为情欲并不代表我们。
Because the flesh doesn't represent you.
而是我们要把情欲看成是第三者。
But we must regard it as a third party.
所以情欲不是我，而是他。
Flesh is not me, it is an it.
比如说我是一个爱发脾气的人。
For example, if I frequently lose my temper.
啊，很多时候我们就说这就是我，我就是这个样子哈。
And I'll say, this is who I am.
那个不是你，那个是情欲。
That is not you, that is the flesh.
我们是上帝的儿女，怎么会是这个样子呢？
We are the children of God, how could we like be like this?
情欲乃是我们在这个世界生活日积月累所沉淀在我们身上的这些污垢。
So the flesh is the accumulated, dirt and dust through living in this world over time.
所以我们如何对待这些情欲就决定了我们的命运啊。
So how do we deal with the flesh determines our destiny.
所以我们不要给情欲留任何的可乘之机。
Do not give any opportunity to the flesh.
那么其次呢，我们要拒绝依从。
Secondly, we need to refuse to comply.
那么情欲啊，就好像好比一个怪物一样。
Flesh is like a monster.
你不断的去喂养它，它就会越来越强大。
If you keep feeding it, it will become stronger and stronger.
所以这个情欲在我们身上就形成了一些机制。
So the flesh will form a pattern or mechanism in us.
所以就好比一个按钮一样，你一按下去，它立刻就爆炸。
And it's like a button that explodes immediately when you press it.
所以这样呢，不但说他人可以操纵我们哈。
If you let this button formed, other people can manipulate us.
那么撒旦对付我们更是得心应手。
The devil can also control us more easily.
很多的时候当这情欲来我们就说哈哈哈，干脆让他去吧，我们这样的就好像过去了，他就安静了。
So when sometimes when the flesh is coming, we'll say just let it be, just let it go.
但是呢，你越是依从他，他怎么样？他就越来越强大，他会不断的啊重复、反复的出现。
But the more you comply with it, it will become more and more stronger. And
所以， yeah, 所以当我们拒绝去喂养这些情欲的会情欲的时候，它就会变得越来越弱小。
But if we refuse to feed the flesh, it will become weaker and weaker.
因为人乃是有灵的活物。
Because human is a living being with spirit.
我们完全有这个能力，尤其是在基督里面有这个自由，可以拒绝这些情欲的引诱。
So we are able, and in Christ we have the freedom to overcome the temptation from the flesh.
那第三个呢，就是我们要断绝它的机会。
And the third is to cut off the opportunity.
那么很多人说，哎呀，这个东西来的时候我就要生气，我就要发脾气的时候，我忍不住啊，怎么办呢？
And someone will say, when this kind of things happen, I just lost my temper. What should I do?
实际上，就是第三点，我们要断绝这个机会。
And it will lead us to the third point, which is cut off the opportunity.
也就是说，我们平常就不允许这些闲杂的东西进入。
So even the small things, we should not allow them to enter.
所以我们每天看什么听什么就决定了我们什么属灵的光景。
So what we see, what we listen every day actually impact our spiritual life.
就像你的家一样哈。
Just like your home.
你平常把你的家收拾打扫收拾得干净了之后。
You make it very clean and tidy.
那么你是不是允许街上任何的人随便什么东西都可以进来呢？
Will you just allow random people to come into your house?
所以街上有个猫啊狗啊是闲杂人等谁都可以到你家里来。
Or the street dogs or cats or anyone, will you let them in?
当然不可以，我们这是我们的家嘛，是我们的一个非常私人的空间，说我们把门关上还要锁上，对不对？
Absolutely not, because it is our personal space, it's our home. We will just guard and lock the door.
所以我们的灵魂也是一样的哈。
The same applies to our spirit and soul.
所以我们不能允许任何的东西随随便便都进到我们脑子里来。
Do not allow anything random thing to come into our mind.
所以我们要查看我们的灵魂处于什么样的光景。
And to check the status of our spiritual life.
所以一旦一些个念头出现，我们就立刻的去盘问。
When a thought appears, we should check it.
所以它到底是情欲，从情欲来的，还是从圣灵里来？
And to check it and see if it comes from the flesh or from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要站岗放哨，严格盘查。
Put yourself on guard and be alert and check your thoughts frequently.
所以以前有一个基督徒的话，他的问题就是他忍不住自己一旦上网，他就要看黄色的网页。
There was a Christian, he couldn't control himself when he used the internet to watch pornography.
那么他非常的苦恼。
And he struggled.
那么当然他也不敢跟别人去分享。
And he cannot share it with others.
他希望自己能把它改掉。
Hoping that he can correct himself.
但是他挣扎了很久还是不能解决这个问题。
But he struggled and struggled, couldn't overcome it.
那么他就请了另外一个基督徒的好友跟他去分享，然后他们两个人就制定了一个计划。
So eventually he shared this with the struggle with a Christian friend and they made a plan.
那就是说他把每天上网的记录呢都是自动的就送到这个他这个朋友的这个电邮里头电子邮件里面。
So the plan was his friend will automatically receive his browsing record daily into his email.
那这样的话来帮助他来克服啊这情欲的引诱。
So that he can help him to overcome the temptation from the flesh.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们完全是有能力有可能胜过情欲给我们的引诱的。
So we are capable to overcome the temptation from the flesh.
所以基督的信仰啊，就是心灵更新的一个工程啊。
So the Christian belief is the renewal from the inner world.
那么生活在这个物欲横流的世界，我们就被这个世界的潮流所辖裹啊。
Living in a world full of material desires, it is easy to be held by the world and its trend.
所以难免我们会被这个世界的潮流啊，就会随波逐流啊。
And it's easy for us to just follow the world, the trends.
那么基督徒是一群被基督所唤醒的人。
And Christians are a group of people who have been awakened by Christ.
那么踏上了这个灵性更新之路，我们能力新的征战，这是必然的。
And once we take on the path of spiritual renewal, the battle within is inevitable.
那么我们认识了情欲这个敌人，那么其实他并不是这么可怕。
Once we get to know the enemy of the flesh, it is not that intimidating.
只不过一些观念跟习惯是常年累积而成的。
As from concepts and habits accumulated over the years.
他在我们身上是没有权柄的。
The flesh has no authority over us.
我们完全可以胜过他。
And we are capable to overcome.
我们今天讲的三个步骤，第一个就是不与其认同。
So we talk about three steps today. The first one is do not identify with it.
第二个就是我们不再去依从他。
The second is we do not comply with it.
不再给他任何的机会。
Do not give it any opportunity.
你是一个有灵的活人，是基督用他的宝血所救赎的人呢。
You have a spirit in you, and you are bought by Jesus' blood.
那么不是我们听情欲的，我们是要情欲来听我们的。
It's not we will follow the flesh, but we command the flesh to follow follow us.
所以我们这样做的话，自然而然的，这个情欲就会死亡了。
So naturally, if we do follow these steps, the flesh will die.
所以我们今天特别讲到，我们要站岗放哨，严格盘查。
So we put ourselves on guard, and be alert, and check what is in your mind.
这样我们就不给情欲留任何的可乘之机啊。
We don't give any opportunity to the flesh.
我不知道大家看过没看过一部电影。叫做回到未来哈。
There is a movie called Back to the Future.
那么是这个演员叫 Michael Fox 主演的哈。嗯。
It's played by Michael Fox.
那么其中这电影里的一个主角呢，他叫 Marty 哈。
The leading character in this movie is called Marty.
那他有一个问题，就是说别人不能说他是个胆小鬼 chicken。
He has an issue that he hated it being called chicken.
如果别人说一讲说他是个胆小鬼的话，他马上他就会来跟人家去争斗哈。
He will completely lose control and fight with others when he is called chicken.
所以电影里很多次都是别人知道他这个弱点，就利用这个弱点。来去控制他。
So in the movie plus, because others know this weaknesses of him, so others will just manipulate him by his weakness.
所以他最后就遇到了很多的麻烦，包括他工作也被解雇啊等等啊很多的问题。
He got into many trouble and got fired.
那么在电影的最后呢？那么他也是遇到这样一个场景，那个 人要跟他去赛车啊，来去激动他，说你是不是一个胆小鬼。
And in the end of the movie, someone just provoked him by saying, I dare you, are you chicken out? And they were just provoking him to do a racing car.
那么他又要像以前那样去跟人家去比，去竞争。
And he was very close to lose control and to compete with racing cars.
但是在最后一分钟他改变主意。
But the very last minute, he changed his mind.
那么结果他发现他如果没有改变主意的话，他的车就会撞到另外一个车的上面。
And he realized if he didn't change his mind, he will have a car accident.
所以那么他的未来的命运也因此就改变
了。And his future destiny will be totally changed.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们是完全有可能来胜过这些情境。
So brothers and sisters, it is...possible, very possible that we can overcome the flesh.
那么今天我们讲的是有关情欲的事情。
And today we focus on the flesh.
那么我想下一次我们就一起再来思想关于属灵的事情。
And next time we will focus on the spiritual things.
让我们一起低头祷告。
That's right.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the words you've given us.
让我们更加的清楚明白情欲的事情。
So we get to know better about the things about the flesh.
我们知道在我们自己不行，但是在你没有难成的事情。
We know that by ourselves we can't, but there is nothing impossible in you.
求主你加添我们的力量。
Please continue to strengthen us.
使这些情欲不能在我们身上再掌权。
So the flesh has no longer authority over us.
愿基督掌管我们的生命。
And we give you the authority over our life.
我们可以结出那丰丰富富的圣灵的果实。
So we can have abundance in life and bear fruit.
求主你帮助我们在座的每一位。
And please help us.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.